Thank you very much, and I try to be short. I just want to, based on what I've been hearing this morning, I think what I probably should have mentioned as well is that, of course, international humanitarian law, it specifically protects cultural property in times of an armed conflict, and deliberate attacks against cultural property can amount to a war crime. The other point I wanted to make is something I mentioned in passing when talking about the prohibition of adverse distinction, how this is limited to people who are in the hands of the enemy, by which we mean people who are either detained or otherwise in territory that is controlled by a party. Where I think more work could be done, and I'm not doing that work, it's basically I've been lucky enough to benefit from the expertise of a PhD student, George Davalitz, who works on these issues. When we look at the conduct of hostilities and the role non-discrimination could play in there. So to give an example, one could imagine a situation where military attack may comply with the rules in IHL on its face, but due to the amount of the disproportionate impact that could have on minority groups, that then could still be a violation. With this, I would like to finish. Thank you.